everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. Today we're going to start a new format. The show will be 2 hours long. I got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot of time to cover, so we'll just relax and enjoy it. I'll be giving the toll-free numbers out for the USA and Canada. My name is Michael Goger, if you're new to the show. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with nonstop free psychic readings. All right. Toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Hello, callers. Just 1 second. I just want to get the direct number out. It's, you can call direct 1-530-876-3222. And there's going to be a lot of calls. I ask everybody to be patient. BBS Radio has a new feature called Fast Chat. If you're at the site now, click on open up the Fast Chat, and you can communicate with the staff at BBS and or me, and leave questions. Just let me know you're out there waiting. Okay, I'll go to the first caller. Caller, how you doing?
Okay.
How are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Vivian.
What is it?
Vivian.
Vivian.
Yes.
Vivian. Where are you calling from, Vivian?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Wow, good. I think it's maybe the first Nebraska I have. Welcome to the show, Vivian. Have you ever heard me read before? You were listening?
Yes, I have heard you read before. And you have read for me before, and everything's coming out pretty good, accurate, right? So I've been impressed. You've given me a lot of hope and helped guide me in some directions with choices, and that's why I'm calling again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love to hear the comments and the validations. It keeps me going. And I like to remind everybody, accuracy isn't everything. I don't go into this just for the accuracy or the prophecy. I like to connect and give feelings, too, and maybe a little bit of advice on what's coming up or how to handle it. Okay, Vivian. I'm going to jump right into your reading.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I am going to finances with you. I'm being pulled strongly to finances, and I'm feeling there will be what appears to be an increase. That's for sure. It's connected to possibly another female right off the bat I'm picking up. Sorry, excuse me for a second, Vivian.
That's all right.
I have a cat that won't leave me alone. Oh, my God. Whenever I get into reading mode, my cat goes nuts. I'm sorry about that. All right. Okay. I do feel there's a... I'm bouncing back and forth with the money here. I feel like there's a chance my money can get better, but there may be something in the way or something could delay it, and I just want to kind of like work around this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm changing jobs, so it's going to be flex of what to do. I don't know. The increase in pay would definitely be a factor, but also I have to relocate, so... I'm undecided whether to purchase a house right away, if I'm available to purchase a house right away. And, of course, finances, getting a bank loan to purchase the house is going to be a factor, or stay with the job for a little bit before I do so. But I also have a 16-year-old daughter. I don't know if she's moving with me or going to stay back with her father. And if she does move with me, I'll have to purchase a home right away. So I'm just in flux with that.
Okay. And that's why I'm getting bounced around financially also. I feel like in the beginning there's going to be a drain. And sort of, just like you described, it was an overwhelming, spread-thin type feeling and possibility of a drain, but also I'm feeling that you're moving in the right direction, and then when the dust settles, it will be beneficial. So is there another female connection involved with this as an employer?
There's not. I know the couple of times that you read for me, you always connected me with a female helping me with this change, and I don't know who that is. I'm yet to find out who that is. I don't know, but a friend that
she might have been involved already with this relocating that you're doing or the changing of the job. There might have been a coworker, supervisor, or some other female figure involved, and she may be coming up too. How soon are you relocating?
My start date is February 20th.
February 20th, okay. And I'm going to the end of February with this, and she seems to be, she may be coming to you probably around the beginning of February. As you go into the middle of February, she may be up and coming, and she may be connected to your new job and you're relocating. So if a female does come out of nowhere and she appears to be very helpful, I feel like there's going to be a bond and a friendship made, so it's probably going to be a new friend and or an associate of some kind. So just keep your eyes open for that.
Yeah, I've been
in the meantime.
That's one thing that's been puzzling me yet. So.
Okay, and and I'm getting a male energy coming into the picture too, but he's more either getting closer or he's going to be coming to you. Also, I believe more so after the relocating or the new job and connected to it in one way or another. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I am, and we have become closer over the last month and a half here, and part of my relocation is to be closer to him to continue and build on our relationship.
Yep.
And that's one of my debates of whether to move into the same town that he's in. And if I do so, I'll have an hour and a half drive to and from work every day, or just to live closer to work, and we'll be closer by a half hour than we are now.
Right.
I kind of want to be in the same town as him, especially if my daughter's coming with me, so that he can help me to watch her and care for her.
Okay. I do feel the move happening. I feel it being positive. I feel it being good for you. I do feel you're going to go with being closer to him, and I'll leave you with that on that.
Okay.
And I am hearing travel, so I think they're confirming that you're probably going to get closer to him and put up with the traveling is what I'm feeling anyway. Definitely to keep validating the move. Lots of changes. You're about to go into a cycle that's going to be very active, very exciting, and very draining.
Mm-hmm.
So be on guard of overdoing or draining yourself, because there is a little bit of a warning there.
It's all good. It's all positive.
But I'm getting the chance that I'm going to get into it a little too deep, maybe get too tired or worn out a little. So just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And your relationship is going to continue to get better if it can. I feel like it's just going to continue to get better for you. And he's going to be a big ally in work and finances, too, one way or another, either helping you set up or being involved one way or another. But I feel like the ability is there and the interest is there. And there's going to be some type of he's going to be an ally financially and work-wise, too, so. In many different ways.
I know work-wise and the helpfulness and stuff. I don't know financially because he's not set up that way. That's one of the reasons why we haven't fully connected or moved in with each other or anything progressed that way because of his finances.
Right. He's going to play a role and be open to joining forces financially and business-wise, too, in many different ways, even if it's just helping you set up or introducing you to people or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on down the road in the future, I'm feeling like you and him may even do something together that's compatible and financially beneficial. This
mm-hmm.
is something else you can keep in mind with this gentleman. I feel like he's a very nice man and he's good for you. He's got a good heart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I think I'll leave you with that,
Vivian. He has to be the man to be the provider and that kind of thing. It's like, you can't do that right now. I know that's what you want. I respect that, but you're not in that position, and you're just hindering our relationship of growth because you want to be the man to provide in time that'll happen. Just not up front here.
Pertaining to your relationship now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's having a hard time financially, and that's
mm-hmm.
going to change. That's what you just said, right?
I don't see that it's changing. I don't see that it's changing for him for like 3 more years unless something major happens in that time.
Right. What I am getting with this is, and you might not have no idea what I'm talking about, but I do feel that in the future, as you two grow,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to do something together. So just write that mm-hmm. down and remember I said it, and someday you're going to be emailing
me. I know we will. I just don't know the time frame on that. I don't really see us growing or living together and for 3 more years now. I mean, we'll still be in our relationship as it is.
Right. It's going to...
He can be the provider. It ain't going to happen, I don't think.
Not so much provider, an ally, I kept hearing. An ally. Mm-hmm. So, and the reason they use that word is because I think it's going to take shape in many different forms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is how he's going to make up for not being a provider, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And everything looks good. The move, the new job. There is a warning with wearing yourself down or spreading yourself too thin.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful for that. But everything else looks positive, and you're on the right track.
Okay.
Okay, Vivian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and be prepared to get busy. It's going to, from here on until the end of February, you're going to be very busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I realize that one.
Big time. You're going to be busy. Okay, I'm going to let you go, and I'll move to the next caller.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you have a good time. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Okay, Vivian. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call... I think everybody has the numbers. Go to the site, and the numbers are all over the site, all over my website. My website is www.michaelgogert.com. I am moving out of Yahoo. I need to get this message out there. Communication is a big thing with us.
Something.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Darla.
Darla? Good. Where are you calling from, Darla?
Texas.
Texas, good.
Need some financial advice, please.
Okay. Well, let me say a few things to the audience. Do you mind listening
while
I talk?
No, go ahead. I love hearing you talk, so.
Good. You can be on my show. Yeah. An interview, a guest. This is how I'm going to have to get the message out while the caller is with me. So for a second or two, you're a co-host.
Okay.
Okay. There is a transition and emerging going on. Everybody should be made aware of. I am going out of Yahoo, and I will be staying in PalTalk.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you're interested in what I do and you enjoy my chat room shows, add me to your PalTalk friends list as Michael_Goger.
Yeah, I tried finding to see if a room was open, but there wasn't.
Yeah, we had one the other day, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the email on that.
For being out of the limelight for, 8 weeks. It was a good show, and a lot of traffic, and energy was high, and I enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. So
yeah,
please,
good.
Add me to your Pal Talk.
You're on my buddy list.
Michael and the School Goger.
Mm-hmm.
And also write down my new email, and it's all over my website. It's michaelg@michaelgoger.com. That's my new email, if you wish to get me. And at my website, the front page, www.michaelgoger.com, there is a link in the navigational bar. Top of the navigational bar, it says My Group. Click that, and you'll get a sign-up page to my domain's membership, and you'll get an email saying when I'm doing the show and where I'm doing the show. So I just wanted to get this info out. I got a lot to say and a lot about it, and I'm going to talk about it throughout the 2 hours. Okay, Dolly, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Let's see what we got for you. You probably didn't even have to tell me financial advice because 90% of the time, 90% of the time I get something that's on your mind anyway,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. And
it's a very good thing.
Oh, boy. Now they're going to mess with me. They're not showing me any money. But it's interesting, though. Dollar, I'm getting a very strong connection to religion and spirituality.
I'm very spiritual. I don't believe in organized religion whatsoever.
Okay. Do you belong to any group of church or?
Church, no. I'm very spiritual, and I meditate, I pray, and, I belong to several groups online, but none in person.
Okay, good. Very strong. Very strong spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do a lot more with it.
Right.
I feel that you have some dreams or goals spiritually.
Lots.
I feel like, call me crazy, but I feel like I can teach. I feel like I may even teach it someday or...
Already doing it.
Oh, good. Very good. And you're good at it. You're really up there. I mean, many, many different lives has been spent... in metaphysics and spiritual matters, and teaching and practicing, and advising. You are an excellent advisor. You would make a good advisor.
Not paying the bills right now. Not even coming close to paying the bills.
What you said?
I said it's not even coming close to paying the bills right now.
Right. Tell me about it. You're going to do, it's going to open up more for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get busier. For some reason, I'm being pulled to a mail, too. And there's some drama with this mail. Is either coming back into the life or...
No males. I haven't been in a relationship since 96.
I keep feeling...
Now I got two sons.
It could be his son, if there's issues with him and he's back and forth, in and out, I don't know.
The oldest one, he's going through a rough time right now. He got late, he lost his job December 5th.
He lost his what?
He lost his job December 5th, so there's been tons of drama there, too.
Okay. No ex-boyfriends or close male friends that may come back out of nowhere type feeling?
None of them know how to reach me.
That you're expecting? Okay.
No. None here in Texas. And okay. I didn't keep in touch with any of them.
Okay. I feel like I there is something I've been like a special prayer that I've been my whole a wish or a prayer that I have been trying to manifest and pull in.
There's a guy that I've never met. I've been dreaming about him since about 83, and I've never met him. So that could be who you're picking up on.
Interesting.
Somebody I feel very strongly is supposed to be coming into my life, or else why the heck would I be having these bizarre dreams about him?
It may even be...
he's not a guide or anything like that. These dreams are too far off base to even be a guide. If he was a guide, he'd have to have a very warped sense of humor.
Well, you got a lot of stuff around you. I'm getting confused, so... I'm being told, I'm going to give you stuff I can understand. I'm being told guidance is going to be given to me. And it's pertaining to a particular thing that's going on in my life or something that I want to happen.
Okay.
And they want me to pay attention metaphysically and intuitively because it's going to be given to me in that way.
Okay.
And also in dream state, I want to pay attention, especially till the end of February because...
Okay.
Important information will come through that way also.
Okay.
I'm also getting help from an organization or a group. This may be for your son, some advice or guidance that could come from... they're giving me older people in my life or older... It just seems like it's a... generation older people, like parents or grandparent type feeling with this, and they're playing a role in helping my son or giving him a connection or advice or connecting him some way that can possibly help him, maybe get another job or things that can benefit him.
Okay.
It could be a group that he belongs to, too. So I don't know what's going on in your personal life, the people you know or the things you belong to. But it could even be a volunteer fireman and then somebody in the firehouse that knows somebody looking for somebody. That type of a feeling, you know.
Well, I know some of his friends are looking, keeping their ears to the ground for jobs for him. And my friends are, too. So
I'm feeling a networking helping your son. So. Mm-hmm. He needs to just be alert and follow through on the leads and things that he's being given.
Right.
Especially if it's coming from the parents, grandparent type realm also.
Yeah, we don't keep in touch with my mother. My father's deceased and my grandparents are deceased.
Okay, and they're giving me, it was just a little bit of a delay, a little bit of a glitch. Everyone's going through and there's a few delays, actually, and one is your son, and they're being done away with, and I believe from today until the end of February, things start moving forward and going through for your son and things that are going on in your life also.
Mm-hmm. Because if it doesn't pick up soon, we're going to lose everything.
It's going to pick up. It's going to pick up and get real busy. And the struggle does seem to be around my son for some reason. It's affecting you and the home. Does he live with you? Or?
He lives with me, and he was actually helping. He was actually giving me money every week until my businesses pick up.
Right. That's...
And so, not only was I already tight, but then his income stopped with no warning.
Right, that's what I'm being given. It's really affecting the whole realm, the whole home, the family. It's the reason I know it's going to change because I'm getting real busy all of a sudden. It's like some things come through and everybody starts scrambling and everything's going good and everybody has a handful. And I'm also feeling that. I feel like not only will one something come through, but I feel like a couple of things will come through. There'll be multiple offers, so I feel like he's going to maybe even be able to choose, because I feel like I need to choose through a couple of offers I have.
Well, his friends told him about a job where they worked that just opened up yesterday.
Oh, good.
And okay. That one actually starts out at $15 an hour.
Mm, good. And I feel like
it's applications in everywhere, so.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a few other leads coming through, too, because I go from nothing to all of a sudden having to decide on what I want, so.
Okay.
And something with moving, too, or did you say you had a business?
I have, I make jewelry, and I was hoping to open up a store this year, but I don't know if that's going to happen, and I don't know if, you know, at this point we might be losing our house, and, you know, I have like $5,200 that needs to be paid out this year, this month in taxes and insurance and my mortgage, and don't have it.
Right, I know. I feel it's, you're going to make it.
Okay.
And don't give up on the business thing, because I got a strong feeling that you will go into the business.
Yeah, I haven't given up on it. I'm just to the point I'm just taking it one day at a time. A friend of mine has a bunch of meetings she's going to, and so she came by and picked up all my jewelry, and she's taking my jewelry to try to sell it at the meetings even.
Oh, good. Good, because I'm getting a lot of networking with you, and this is what you're describing.
Yeah, tons of networking going on.
And also something with a vehicle. I don't know if you need one. You sell them, fix them, but I got a feeling like I'm getting one. Or
mine keeps breaking down, and my grandma, who is deceased, keeps telling me through all different channels that she's working on it, just staying in there. So I'm sure there's a new vehicle in the works for me somewhere. If grandma tells me, you know, she's working on it.
And if you got to go somewhere, double check everything, the oil, the tires, make sure I'm just being pulled in my vehicle for some reason. So,
I just got it out of the shop Monday.
Oh, okay.
It was in the shop for 2 weeks because I didn't have the funds to pay for it. So.
Okay, and I feel like I may be going somewhere, a journey of some kind by the end of February. And something with water, I don't know if you got to go over it or buy it or... They might, or go into the beach or the lake, or but there's some
could
kind
it be
of travel.
Plumbing at home?
What's that?
Could it be the plumbing at home?
Wouldn't that be something? Only if it's overhead. No,
it does. Our plumbing goes up through the attic, and I was just told by the plumber I need $3,000 to fix it. It's been that kind of. That's been my story lately, one thing after another.
Well, just know you're not alone.
Oh, I know.
Just know you're not alone. It's probably, 70% of the country, 70% of the world. But anyway, I do feel that things are going to turn around for you and start getting better.
Okay.
And for your son. And to be open to your spiritual self, because it's an ally to you, and it's definitely expanding for you.
Okay. Do you see anything communication-wise? Like, I had something planned with some friends, and all of a sudden, you know, two of them's not even talking to me now.
Mm.
I mean, they won't return my phone calls to even tell me what's going on or anything.
These are friends that you had plans with, and they just...
we were going to be opening a business together, but I was having doubts whether, because they kept changing their mind of what type of business.
Okay.
And now I'm not even sure what's going on.
And they were connected to your business?
Yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
I think they, were they females? Because I'm getting men problems.
Females.
Were they females?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think the men in their lives might have gotten away for some reason or preoccupied them. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just giving that to you. It could be a reason. And I believe your business self is going to change. Your plans and your goals and your dreams, it's going to be business and connected to business. But what you have now inside you, I believe is going to change.
Okay.
And it's going to be due to changes in environment and friends. And it's so fresh that I can't even give you anything towards it. I just know it's going to stay in business and what you want in business. But contacts and allies and connections and people involved are going to change, and it's into the future as you go on.
Yeah, the only thing that's stating that has stayed consistent in my life when I go through any of those changes is my spiritual belief and my love for rocks, my love for gemstones.
Yep.
So that's the only thing that ever stays consistent.
Yep. In other words, by the time you hang out your shingle, what you're manifesting now would be totally changed, so but you'll still be connected to it. So.
Okay.
All right, so listen, I'll let you go. I'll leave you with that.
Okay.
And thank you for calling the show.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderfully blessed day.
Thank you, and tell your friends about us.
I do. I tell everybody about you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Blessings. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the number toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada, 1-888-810-8322. And if you'd like to know more about me, my website is www.michaelgoger.com. Hi, caller.
Hello, Michael.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
My name is Michael, and I'm from Oregon.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oregon. I think that's the first one for that, too. It's nice.
Ah. Well, maybe there'll be more.
Yep. Fantastic. Okay. Do you mind if I tell the audience a little information?
Go ahead.
While you listen? Okay. I'd like to get the word out there that BBS Radio will be going into Paltalk Chat, and it's going to be a permanently listed green room, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in the early stages of this transition, I will be doing my shows in that room, introducing everybody to what's going on and getting the traffic flowing. And when I'm done with my show, they go back to broadcasting the fantastic programming here at BBS Radio. So I just wanted to get that out, let everybody know it's coming. Look, watch for it in a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll have a grand opening and Don can come in and break a bottle of champagne. Okay, Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good, actually.
Thank you. I'm going to jump into your reading.
All right.
You've probably been listening to me read.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am a psychic medium, but in the chat rooms and on radio, I try to keep it to basically intuitive counseling or psychic reading, because
right.
I get like 10 minutes with everybody, and it's so I try to give them what can help them, like within the next 30 days or what's going on now, some advice or some heads up. Michael, with you, I'm getting some real good, fantastic feelings with you, especially in relationships. I don't know if you're in one or starting one,
just
but...
Recently into one.
Oh, fantastic. And that's what they're telling me, too, the beginning of. But I'm afraid to say the beginning of, because then you could say I've been in this for like a year now. And,
No.
But it could be so exciting that it, to me it's new, and you might have been in. So anyway, they are saying the beginning of a fantastic partnership. It's going to be very exciting, very interesting, not only emotionally but mentally too, and intellectually, I'm feeling
good.
And it's blooming. There's constant flowers blooming flowers, and this is telling me that it's hot and interesting, and it's going to be a good thing all the way around. Also, in the business world, I'm getting some partnerships and allies and bridges being built, and that's also going to be very beneficial to you, and may even be some friendships involved or become friendships, like it's some friends doing this, or after it starts, the people become friends. So there's a friendship with it, and it's very strong and productive. And this could not only, it doesn't necessarily, when I say business or work, it's either or. It could be a private business, or it could be where you work, and then it's the same type of feeling and energy.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody involved is doing well, or will be doing well, and really on the same vibe with each other.
Good.
There may be, or was, maybe a friendship or a family thing or a neighbor thing that might have, like a little dispute or disagreement, but I feel like it's going to blow over and there's nothing really to worry about. I mean, if it is going on and you're wondering, I'm getting like maybe a little bit of a disturbance. And
okay, well, nothing that I'm aware of right now.
Okay, well, if anything does happen between now and the end of February, I feel like what I am getting was like maybe there was an argument that two people make up and come together. So it's just maybe just a little bit of advice to something that may be coming up.
Okay.
And commitments. I mean, I keep hearing commitments, and engagements, too. I don't know where you are in this relationship, but I do feel it's going to progress and become more, you know what I mean? If you're just friends now, I can see an engagement, or if you're engaged now, I can see a wedding. So if left unchecked, it will head in that direction.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, it's a good thing. I feel really good with you, and for some reason, I don't know why, and I could be wrong, but something medical, medical training, or...
Well, yeah, I'm working on becoming an energy healer. I'm doing a little bit now and trying to become better.
Working on to be what?
An energy type healer. Hands-on, you know, flowing energy. Studying body talk.
Oh, okay. Reiki, body talk.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Energy transfer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you got a lot of talent there. You're going to do well with it, and whatever you're doing or wherever you are, continue to increase it and work with it. I can tell you that much. And you're going to, I'm getting an expansion, a progression with it, and the talent to go with it, the talent and the intellect and the understanding of what's going on is also going with it. And the relationship you're in, I don't know if she's involved or connected, but she may somewhere down the line become or want to or I feel like going up the ladder too. You might even get to the point where you have employees or students even that far with it, or it might even be there now.
Wow, no, it's not anywhere near there yet.
Okay, if you continue to go and do keep doing what you're doing, somewhere down the road, you might even have a little clinic. Or I feel like I'm in a clinic and a practice, and people are under me. So this could be something I'm getting from your future.
Well, I hope so.
Just need to, very professional, sometimes a little too professional. Maybe loosen up just a little bit for some reason. I feel like maybe you're too hard on yourself.
Maybe trying too hard?
Trying too hard or too professional, or maybe mix a little humor in with it. I keep hearing you laugh a little. I keep telling you to laugh a little. I'm just relaying it to you.
Okay, I can try that.
Yeah, mixed laughter. I keep hearing mixed laughter with it. It would be financial issues connected to it and yourself, I feel like, are going to improve as time goes on. So it's better than me seeing it not improving. So
yeah.
I'm just relaying it to you, and I wouldn't be afraid to tell you it's going to be rough for a long time or a while, but in your case, it's going to... I'm hearing sorting my way through financial issues.
Okay.
And some medical. I don't. Somebody, you or somebody close to you, been ill or is ill? Or,
yes.
I feel that's going to be sorted out too. I'm hearing.
Good.
Tell them medical will be sorted out.
I will. Actually, it's the person I'm in a relationship with.
Oh, fantastic. Also, the right person will be found. I'm hearing to relay to you. And I believe it goes to her, too, or him, or whoever, that person that may be having problems. Almost like maybe a professional is needed, and the right one will be found, and it will be sorted through.
Okay.
That's if it goes that far, or if it is. I'm just hearing the right man for the job. Right man for the job, that's what I'm hearing, will be found. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of February I feel like I'm in a nest. I feel like I got a home. I wouldn't be surprised if the two of you pull closer together or go a little further into commitment, because there's a strong commitment thing going on here that you're headed into. And I believe it's with the heart and soul and your relationship.
Okay.
Okay, and I keep hearing home. And
yeah, I'm trying to find a place, something that I can call my own.
I'm hearing that.
Enough space for a clinic.
I'm hearing that, and I feel like you may find it or be in it by the end of February.
Outstanding.
And I feel like it's going to be very warm, very happy. It's got a nest appeal. I feel like your partner is involved or part of it, and I don't want to scare you, but I'm getting baby stuff too. I don't know if you guys are trying or want to, but do be careful if you're not, and if you are, this is a blessing. I'm being shown a baby, and it's. Now, keep in mind, if you're not, this could be a family member or somebody close to you or a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So you just might be exposed to it one way or another. Because I'm feeling bloodline. It's very close, so it's in the family or it's you.
Okay.
What's that?
I said, okay.
Okay. So, all right. And then again, with the relationship, I'm very strong towards the engagement and the wedding thing or a very deep commitment is headed in that direction. Friends are going to be rejoicing, family is going to be rejoicing with it, and I feel like it's going to be balanced in a happy relationship with her. And you're on the road to material satisfaction, too. I don't think you'll ever really want or be without. I feel like financially you're on the right track or will be, and you're headed into it, that's for sure.
Good.
I feel like by the end of February I got to buy something. I don't know if it's big, some furniture. I feel like maybe with the move you may have to... I feel like I'm buying things like furniture and stuff like that. So I'm active. I'm busy with this type of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm probably with the move you might have to buy some big things or something with it.
Okay.
All right, and... I'm happy with the move. I'm happy with the move, and even if things have been a little lean, you're definitely headed into an increase in finances. And I feel like I'm in love. I feel like I'm very proud of her, or very proud of her. I'm hearing very proud of her. I want to continue with her, and I'm glad I'm hearing what I'm hearing. It's all good stuff for me. I'm hearing
good,
I think I'll leave you with that, Michael.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. Have a joyous and a prosperous new year.
Thank you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you,
Mike.
And tell your friends about us.
Will do.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to know more about me, my website, www.michaelgoger.com. My new email, I'm out of Yahoo. My new email, michaelg@michaelgoger.com. And on the front page of my website, there is a link that says My Group. You click that, and you'll get a sign-up page for my membership board. And every time I do a show, you'll get an email saying when and where and what time. Communication is very important. And also on the front page of my website is two message boards I use to communicate with, just like a blog, and so you can check them too. And tell your friends about me. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What's your first name?
Janie.
Jane?
Yeah, I miss Janie on Pal Talk.
Oh, okay. I've been in Pal Talk for a couple of months, and I did maybe five shows there. And in that time, I had three names. So I'm a little confused and not sure of everybody in Powell Talk, but I will. As I spend...
just met you the other night when you was...
My last show?
Yes.
Good. How'd you like it?
It was very interesting.
It was good, thank you. It was a nice room. It had a lot of nice energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Powell Talk, the 9.0 version. The PMs, the rooms, they're all user-friendly, very user-friendly. And I'm going to enjoy being in there. And once this move from Yahoo into my domain is completed and the dust settles, I'll be able to concentrate on shows only. And
sounds
we're
good.
Almost there. We're getting there. We've got a few glitches to work out. And we're almost completed with the move. Okay, Jeannie, we'll jump right into your reading.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I want to stay on top of, let me see. All right. I'm worried about new friends for some reason with you, or a new friend, and maybe some suspicions. I feel like, I don't know how to put this together. Okay, I'll say it the way I'm hearing it. Are you suspicious of some new friends or friendships that just recently developed in your life, Jeannie? Is there anybody new? Is it a boyfriend or friends or neighbors? If there is, you may be getting guided, so pay attention to your guidance.
Okay.
And if there is anybody new between now and the end of February and they're kind of, you know, you just get that feeling, listen to your intuition with it and pay attention, all right?
Okay.
Okay, and if you're ever someplace where you don't want to be or don't feel right and you want to leave, you just leave because I feel like I need to pay attention to my intuition concerning people and places that's leaving me feeling funny. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, and also I want to pay attention to anything I agree to between now and the end of February. Anything that I got to sign or anything that I have to pay for. I want to read the fine print, and I want to dot the I's and cross the T's when it comes to spending money or agreeing to spend money or this type of a feeling. Okay?
Okay.
Just a little bit of heads up, and you might encounter it between now and the end of February, and a light bulb will go off, and you'll say, I wonder if this is what he was talking about, and maybe you'll reread something or pay attention to what you're agreeing to. Okay, then I'm going into the work world or business. Are you working or a businesswoman? I feel...
Yes, I do have a job.
Okay. Do you dabble in business too, or?
I haven't as of yet.
Okay. I feel like there may be some activity with that thoughts and going back to it. You must have thought about it at one time or considered it. You got some abilities there and some talent. You could very well be a businesswoman or have your own business. So whatever the dream is, you may want to consider it and follow through on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You're probably going to bump into a female associate or friend that wants to, or could reconnect or rekindle the business thing. So pay attention to that.
Okay.
It could be a coworker or a friend or a neighbor. Somebody's going to come into your, or is already there and may get the juices flowing again as far as having a business. Uh, and this person may be looking for somebody like you. I feel like this person is actually looking for somebody that could get involved with or be connected to on her end, too, business end. So do pay attention to when something does come along your way with as far as a female or a friend, jump on it or follow through on it anyway.
Okay.
Something needs to be let loose or dropped away. Some type of I don't know if it's a drama going on in your life or an issue of some kind or something maybe holding me back or getting in my way. And I feel like if I just snap the chain and let it go or focus on letting it go, I can move forward more freely.
I understand.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because they're showing me two hands snapping a chain, and that's telling me that there is something holding me back and in my way, and the only way out of it is to snap the chain and so I can move forward.
Easier said than done.
What's that?
Easier said than done.
I know. But it may be needed, and it could be prepared for and trained for and focused on, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The more we think about something, the more we manifest it. So you want to dwell on thoughts that could lead you to snapping that chain. And,
okay.
I just wanted to leave that thought with you. Things are sometimes painful and difficult in the beginning, and as you work your way through it, it becomes easier, you know, and beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding in my own life that you get back tenfold, 10 times what you lost. So.
Interesting. There is a lot of drama associated with. It's my boyfriend.
I know that. I just didn't want to say it on air or push you into a corner, so I talk around it. When you're a public reader, you have to be very creative and clever. And I know I can say it 90% of the times in a way where you would understand it, and maybe the audience won't, or embarrass the caller. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I'm very considerate to that, and but anyway, there is a lot of drama with him, and eventually, I think a lot of it is to do with his friends or his family or the influences around him.
Family. He has an identical twin brother.
Yep. It's all about everybody sticking their nose in and influencing him and confusing him. So you're probably going to have to, somewhere along the line, it's either me or them. Type thing, or test it, or work on separating yourselves as a whole from them. Okay? Because I feel like it may be needed somewhere down the line, or you're going to have to deal with it. Let me see. And I feel like if you and him were left alone and nobody else was involved or interfering, there may be a chance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I'm trying to help him.
I know. But you're dealing with some forces that may even go out of their way to interfere.
True.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to have to, as you're helping him, learn how to work around these things. Okay, and one way of doing that may be... like I said, separating yourself from where the problem's coming from. And I feel like you may be dealing with it quite a bit between now and the end of February, more so towards the end of February. So if you see a flare-up starting middle of February, towards the end of February, you'll know that you're going into maybe another drama or a flare-up, and just prepare yourself for it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've been there and done that, and you're surviving it. So from here, you just learn how to counteract and move past it.
Right.
Okay.
And I feel like there's a lot of good things coming on the other side, you know, when all this is over.
And, yes, it will. I'd like to go even into that, but I don't have the time, and they want me to focus on what you're probably going to be dealing with between now and the end of February, and it looks like it's going to be with him and the drama and learning how to separate it from you and him and them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'd be prepared for that. All right?
Okay.
Okay, and you have a good day. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, thank you.
BBS Radio.
I have, and I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you would like to have a radio show of your own, it's doable, very possible. And you can have a co-host, and you can have call-ins, and you get a web page with it. And the prices are very reasonable. Caller, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. It's Kathy. How are you?
What's your name?
Kat. I'm one of your group.
Kathy.
Yeah, how are you?
Fantastic, Kathy. Thank you for calling.
Not a problem.
Say, you're breaking up a little.
Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
A cell phone, yeah.
Okay, it might act up a little bit. Would you like to hang on for a second while I relay some info to the audience?
Sure.
Kat, you're going to be my co-host for 2 minutes.
All righty.
Okay. Back to having your own radio show, folks. If you are interested in having a radio show, or have you ever thought about having one? If you're homebound, if you're disabled, or if you're retired, think about what a radio show can do to your life. Prices are reasonable. If you're interested, email don@bbsradio.com, and he will send you all the information you need. And if you mention my name, I will help you with your startup. I will appear on your show. I'll announce it in my group. And I will just stay in touch with you and help you get your show going. And if you're already a host and you would like to have me as a guest in advance, scheduled in advance, I'm more than willing to appear on any radio show here at BBS Radio. Schedule in advance. Just email me, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. Okay, Kat, thank you for being patient.
Not a problem.
Okay, are you the local Kat?
Yes, I am.
All right, because I got globally, there's so many Kats that... Good. I always wanted to talk to you and meet you.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have any of your friends listening?
I should have Woodstock Witch on, but she was having problems getting online, so I don't know if she's actually listening or not.
Okay. Good. Any ideas you can come up with bringing BBS Radio out into our area would be appreciated. Anything you
not
can think
problem.
Of. Word of mouth, friends. Free publications anywhere.
Okay.
Be appreciated. Communication is a problem in New York. Nobody knows me, and in California, everybody is just waking up. So this transition of doubling my airtime, losing my Yahoo audience, and changing the radio show time was very bold, but
absolutely.
It's working.
It does.
It's working. People are listening. People are calling. Word's getting out there.
Yep. And yep. You know how the rest of your group is. We'll follow you wherever.
Thank you, Kat. I appreciate that. And they tell their friends, so that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you get 1,000 people telling one person, you got 2,000 people hearing it. Okay, Kat, let's... jump into your reading. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay. Kat, I'm feeling the beginning of with you, too, the beginning of a new cycle. I feel like, do you need medical treatment, Kat, or surgery, or somebody close
Not
to you?
Not that I know of.
Anybody close to you going through?
A friend of mine just had surgery.
Oh, a friend just had surgery. Okay. I feel like it's going to be okay with the friend. Is it a close friend? You're involved in it, or?
Adopted mother.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's your adoptive mother?
No, not like a legally adopted mother, like a,
You consider her your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's close. You don't get no closer.
No,
unless
we don't.
You're a biological mom. Okay, I feel like that's why they're giving me this message, and they want you to know that everything's going to be okay with her.
Okay.
Or the surgery worked, or the surgery helped. Or, you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's a new beginning for her. Whatever the goal of the surgery was, I feel like it's going to work. It's going to help her and be beneficial. There may be a little more following treatment. I don't know if that makes sense, checkups or treatments of some kind, but I feel like that'll be okay, too.
Okay.
You got a high energy emotionally and mentally. I don't know physically, but I mean, I'm getting a lot of like static with your energy. High-paced changes. I feel like when you're in love, you're in love, and when you're mad, you're mad, and when you rewarding job too. Something with the job. Are you changing jobs or looking?
I'm looking to.
Okay, because I feel like you're going to be dealing with that, and probably by the end of February, I got to have some kind of a time frame, so I shoot towards the end of February, next 30 days, but it's on the horizon, and it's there, and I feel like you will change jobs, or you're thinking about it and searching and looking, and it will manifest and come through. I feel like it's going to be better for you, maybe a little more money, and feeling better about it, enjoying it more.
That sounds good.
Possibly a relationship, too. Are you in one now, or just starting, or?
I thought I was starting in one, but I have no clue where it's going.
Okay, that's why I'm feeling what I'm feeling. And when they said to me, she's in love, she's in love. The relationship just started, and there's a lot already, some confusion or drama with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which way is it going to go? They're not telling me. I think it's too soon. When did this start? Just recently?
A week ago yesterday.
A week ago yesterday, that's why. Because I'm hearing too soon, too soon. They don't really want to. It's got potential to go either way. And you're already mixed matched. I don't know if this makes sense to you. You're not matched right. It can work, but it's like fire and water together. There's a lot of relationships like that work, but
right.
They're kind of describing this relationship here. I don't know if that makes sense, but there's like his likes and dislikes don't match yours, or there's something different, ages or energy, but there's some type of issues there that can go either way or cause a relationship to go either way. So there's going to be a little bit of juggling and balancing here as far as this relationship goes.
So I shouldn't cut him loose?
What's that?
Or at least I shouldn't cut him loose yet?
No, I wouldn't cut him loose yet. I would follow through and play it out and see which way it goes. I think it's going to be one of those things where it's hot and cold or lukewarm at times, and it's going to take a while to feel it out.
Okay.
A little bit of a warning not to fall too hard or let yourself go too deep at first.
Too late.
Okay, too late?
Too late.
Too late. I thought so. That's why I'm saying it.
Like you said, when I fall hard.
Yes, you do. With a bang, they said. With a bang. And I'm not... I don't want to say it's going to be all that bad or not work, but I do feel that it's in a position where it can still go either way. So I would keep my emotions in check and my temper in check and just do what needs to be done and see which way it goes. That's one way of handling it. Was he? Did you meet him at work or through work or friends at work?
No, online.
Online?
He actually went to school with your nephew.
Oh, interesting. Close to home.
Oh, yeah.
I can go to the wedding.
Absolutely.
We're almost cousins. Listen, put that, when I say put it on hold, I don't mean stop it. I mean just kind of like ride it out, take a wait-and-see approach. Because
okay.
I feel there's a new job coming, and I feel like with the new job, there's going to be other interest in relationships coming to you. I don't know if that makes sense, but I just want to say it to you.
Okay.
So I really don't want to fall too hard or get committed too deeply until I change jobs or after until I change jobs. Do you understand?
Gotcha. Well, there's no commitment at this point. I mean, it's been a week.
Good. And you're doing just what you should be doing then. Because I don't think you want it just yet. I think you want to wait until... I got a strong feeling you're going to get a job and a better job. And
okay.
It's going to be more money. And I feel like there's going to be other men that you're exposed to through friends and connections and associates with the new job. And I feel like there's going to be something relationship-wise coming out of that, too. So I would keep everything just the way it is, really, until after I change jobs.
Okay.
And so I think maybe, and it could be going on or happening right around the middle of February, end of February. So it's not too long the way.
No.
And
not at all.
And you should have that kind of a time anyway for your thoughts and feelings and thinking things out. So give it until after you change jobs and see what happens.
Okay.
And see where you are with him and what he's doing and how he feels. With the new job, you may need to learn something or train for something new or be willing to be trained.
Okay.
And I feel like there will also be other advantages for educational and training with this, too. So it's going to be good for you in many different ways. I feel like you're going to get a skill, something that you can say, hey, this is what I can do, this is what I do.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
You just threw me for a loop, because where I thought I was going, it would be something that I've been doing for the past 10 years, 10, 15 years.
Mm, interesting. That doesn't mean you're not going there.
Okay.
It means that you can go there and they're going to offer maybe an opportunity to you.
Okay.
To do something within them in order
okay.
to do... You know, you might get there and they're going to say, well, this is a position we have open, but you need to know how to do this.
Okay.
And be willing to do that because it would be beneficial to you.
Okay.
It's almost like on-the-job training or a promotional offer. You understand?
All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even if it's like maybe a supervisor within the job or another... job title with more benefits and more money.
Okay.
You know, they might not hit you with it the minute you get there, but after you get settled in, they might say, well, we have this, this, and this, but you have to do this, this, and this, and be willing to do it.
Okay. Will do.
And, let me see. And it's going to be applied to your future, too. I believe the job will be pretty much where you stay in advance and do well. I believe you'll be happy with it. Is the job you're hoping for, you'll be happy with it. You want it, huh?
Closer to home.
Closer to home, so it'll help you. Okay. Okay, and I'm going back to the relationship thing. I feel like it's very important. Like when you said it was too late, I said don't fall too hard. You said it was too late. I feel like it's very important to keep everything in perspective. And to benefit the relationship, I would try not to be too demanding or put too many. Boy, what's the word? I want to let it breathe. I don't want to choke the relationship. I want to let it breathe. If there is to be any hope, and you hoping it stays with him and goes the way you want it, I want to be careful not to to let him breathe. Don't choke it, and allow it to unfold naturally. I feel like it's important that you handle it that way.
Okay.
And if you can, if you can approach it that way, there's a chance that it would flourish and be pleasing, I'm hearing.
Wonderful.
It'll flourish. Try not to choke it and allow it to grow and breathe, I'm hearing. And the relationship will flourish and be somewhat satisfying, enough to get you through until you know what you want. Okay, and I want to go, and between now and the end of February, do watch your money. I feel like the money is going to be okay and get better, but there's also between now and the end of February, you want to be careful not to spend too much or extend yourself too far, because there's going to be a transition and changing, and your money might get a little tight. With all the, if you're changing jobs and then with the relationship, so you want to stay on top of your money. Don't do anything bold or out of the ordinary anyway until you get through February. And that's about it, Kat. I hope I touched on everything you wanted to hear.
You sure did.
Okay. I don't want to leave anybody confused. Okay,
no, you've got
Let me see. Yeah, that's about it. I'll leave you with that, Kat.
Okay.
And thank you for calling the show.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Tell your friends about us, BBS Radio. I want to bring it to New
York.
I want BBS Radio New York Live. MichaelGoger.com. Okay, Kat, you have a nice day.
You too.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call, the number is toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's your first name?
Sabrina.
Dina?
Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina?
Mm-hmm.
You're not my niece?
No.
Okay, I got a niece, Sabrina, and she could be listening, so I was just... Okay, where are you calling from, Sabrina?
Vegas.
Can you speak up just a little bit more?
Vegas.
Vegas. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You heard me read before? I'll just jump into your reading?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I'd just like to get a little information out to the audience again. In between the readings, I try to get some info out there, what's going on. And I just want to remind everybody, if you want more info on me, www.michaelgoger.com. And there's a Join My Group link on that site. And there's message boards. So if you want to stay in touch with me, join my group and check my message boards. And if you're interested in a private reading, I'm running a special right now, 75% off my readings. You can get me in private for a half hour for $15. And that's a very good price. And all you need to do is email me, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. Okay, Sabrina, let's just jump into your reading and see what we have for you. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. Sabrina, I feel as though you might have been in some type of a suspension or spinning your wheels or being held back in some way with some things in your life. And I feel like that's going to change and change soon. It might even be changing now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have felt that way, but I feel like I've been trying to go somewhere, do something, or accomplish something, and I'm just kind of like, every time I turn around, there's something in my way or holding me back, and almost like a rut of some kind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, pertaining to me and some things in my life and some things that I want to accomplish. That's going to change and change soon. And probably going to touch a lot of areas of your life. I mean, it could even go as far as... okay, let me see. There's a lot of change going on within myself, too. I feel as though I'm changing emotionally, mentally, and spiritually also. And I feel like I'm changing for the better, and it's almost like I'm realizing truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth and things. I'm seeing things more clearer, and it's leading to a philosophical and a spiritual change. And with that, everything in my world, the people around me, the things that I do, the things that I enjoy, is changing also.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably experiencing this now, and you're going to continue to experience it well into the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel as though I understand sacrifice. I'm willing to sacrifice. I may need to sacrifice something in order to get where it is I want to go or do what I want to do. And I'm willing to sacrifice, and I'm going to need to sacrifice, but it's... You understand that, and it's no problem.
It kind of.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that pop in my head, but I'm like, oh, geez.
I don't know if this is a relationship or a good friendship or an association of some kind, but I feel like it might have been a little upsetting or destructive, and it may be coming to an end or being done away with. So if there's a friendship, a dispute going on with friends or family members or a lover, I feel as though there's just some negativity. There's a relationship that was connected to some negativity, and I feel like it's going to go away one way or another.
Yeah, I've been kind of seeing that too, but I'm like, don't want to face up to it yet.
Is this a romance relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's you and you're in it.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's been rough. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Okay, and I never encourage anybody to do anything, and I don't recommend it. I just give heads ups and warnings and energies and cycles and trends and. And I do feel that the relationship has been turbulent and a lot of drama, and it's been rough, and I'm leaning towards it ending or needing to be ended, but doesn't necessarily have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And it's the fear and fear of loneliness and being alone and going through the next stages of it that are kind of in the way and holding you back, too. And rightfully so. I mean, one of the things in society today is everything is so throwaway and instamatic that, in a way, it's good to hang on and try.
Yeah.
If it was to happen, there would be growth in character. You would, actually, you're growing now because of this, actually, quite a bit. So, The things you're going through is adding to who you are and actually making you stronger and wiser and more able to handle things.
Mm-hmm. I see. I understand that.
Yes, you have grown quite a bit spiritually and mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blessing in a way. Let's see, I'm trying to see which way that's going to go, and they're wrestling with me a little. I wouldn't rule out the situation being healed, but it would take a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel as though you're willing, and if he was willing and he put the work in, it could definitely be healed and
mm-hmm.
made better. A new beginning, too, a new job, new beginning. Is it you or him changing or looking with jobs or needing? Or?
I am. I'm needing.
Okay, you're changing jobs or looking for one?
I kind of have one at the moment, but I'm like, I don't know, nothing seems good for me. I'm more of an artsy-fartsy person, but, yeah.
Okay, I feel as though you're going to get another job.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're... I'm being offered it's a new beginning, and it's definitely in the work world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a new job. So if you are looking, good chance you're going to bump into it or get it. And it's good. It's an increase, that's for sure. You like it. It's more money. Waving letters and phones at me, so there may be something, even some news coming already or being planned to come to you. I feel like it could be soon, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have something out there that's working for you, resumes or applications, because I feel like, or there's someone out there, something is going to be delivered to me, yeah, and it's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been applying and looking?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I think something that you got already is going to come back and offer you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and for what it's worth, with the relationship,
mm-hmm.
If you continue to grow the way you're growing and to even work with it a little more, become more aware of it spiritually and mentally and emotionally, and focus on not so much changing him or changing things around you, but changing how you perceive them
mm-hmm.
and how you react to them,
mm-hmm.
Could reverse the relationship to where it's on a healing path.
Mm-hmm.
And it would count a lot on, like I said, how you perceive and react to things.
Mm-hmm.
You can change so much to the point where you become healing for him and for the and relationship, and he could feed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would inspire or motivate him maybe to start focusing on I should do the right thing or do it a little differently. So
I have a lot of healing I have to do too.
Yeah, it's the ball's in your court. And you're going to have to take the bull by the horn. And you're going to have to focus on, you know, some people would say, oh, you got to change this, you got to change that, and you got to make sure this happens. The only thing you need to do is focus on yourself
mm-hmm.
and how you handle it and how you perceive it.
Yeah, and I've been having the feeling of that, too. I just need to open up a little bit more again because I was hurt pretty bad.
Definitely. And it would be very healing to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying it's all you. You're the fault. You're wrong. But there
mm-hmm.
are some things there where maybe you can change them and become more open, more loving,
yeah.
more understanding.
Yeah.
And I believe it would help him come around a little.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth trying this before you write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to leave you with that. I didn't want to leave you with no hope, and I was hearing that, and I just wanted to relay it to you.
Okay.
Because 99% of the time there is hope, and it comes through how we perceive things. It may pay to even talk to a third party, either through the church or counseling of some kind. They're throwing that in.
I didn't even want to go to church, so, yeah.
He doesn't want to?
No. I have been meaning to.
Oh, you need to?
I need to.
Okay, I'm hearing that, and it's being talked about. It'll be a female, and I feel like you're going to have a good connection with her.
Okay.
It's going to be very helpful. Do seek out counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Do seek out counseling. Just to talk, even if you talk for one or two visits. Because there is a girl out there, and she's connected to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be a big help to you, a very big help to you. There's going to be an instant connection between you and a counselor, and I feel like it's a female.
Cool.
I think I'll leave you with that. You may find yourself seeking out a third party as you go into the middle of February, end of February, so that's probably when you're going to start seeing it develop and take place, too.
Development?
When you seek counseling, if and when you go into counseling or you seek somebody out to talk to,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably see it developing by the end of February.
Okay, I see.
Okay, and it'll be very helpful to you.
Okay.
Also, with the new job, the money's going to get better, and that's also going to improve things. I'm getting a connection to the increase in money and to the new job.
Yeah.
It adds to your well-being and your financial abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that in turn helps the relationship also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. That's about it, Sabrina.
Okay.
I hope I helped you. Did I touch on things you wanted to hear? Or?
Yeah. I've been questioning a lot of things, and also I was kind of surprised when you were talking about opening up more spiritually, too. I have been noticing a lot of things lately.
Yes, and it's because of the things in your life. So this is where hardships are actually blessings,
mm-hmm.
because you get a lesson from them,
mm-hmm.
and the lesson
never,
is
never it, get it.
Yeah, the lesson becomes growth and awareness,
mm-hmm.
and this is happening to you, and it's happening to the point where it's changing you, and you're going to see a lot more of it,
mm-hmm.
the way you think and feel about things,
mm-hmm.
and it's preparing you to continue with the things that you've been going through until things get better.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, Sabrina. Good luck with everything, and blessings to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tell your friends about us, BBS
Radio. All
right,
I will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
BBS Radio. The fastest growing internet radio station on the planet. Goodbye, Sabrina. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. Message boards are there. Join my group link is there. Everything you need to contact me. My new email is michaelg@michaelgoga.com. BBS Radio has a lot of new exciting things going on. We have Fast Chat. Go to any page, click on Fast Chat. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, blessed be. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessed be. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris?
Like in Christine.
Christine?
I've spoken with you before, dear Michael.
Hi, Christine. How you doing?
Oh, well, it's...
Don't say no more. Let me read you.
Okay.
Let me jump into your reading because you got a lot going on. I'm already feeling it.
Oh, dear Michael.
And so don't say nothing. Let me read you and then we'll leave it at that because if we get too emotional or too into it, it'll interfere with the reading.
Okay.
And then everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, she just told him that. So, you'd be surprised what I'm up against, the emails. And... Ay. Okay, this is all coming from the heart. They're pulling me to money. Now, I know it's not going to be all about money, but they're just throwing money at me for some reason. Let me zero in on that. Hang on.
Okay.
Negotiating, too. Scope negotiator. I'm gonna put this out there. I'm feeling a female. Now, she's either a professional or a business, and I believe she's gonna help with money. Now, it might answer a question later on down the road. I'm just putting it out now. I'm getting a major expansion too. I feel like I'm dealing with so many different people and saying the same thing over and over and over again, and numerous conversations on the same thing, and other people being pulled in. As I think I'll call this one, try that one, and it's expanding for me. The people that are involved and the experiences that we're going through, and I'm more, and it's like every experience brings me in contact with another set of people. I gotta say the same thing over and over again. It's just like I'm getting bounced around. And I believe it's pertaining. There's gonna be. I'm gonna be doing some traveling too, running around in a journey of some kind, and I'm gonna be meeting a whole different world of people and connections and experiences also with this travel. And I feel like I'm treated kindly. I feel like, not at first, but then things get better and people understand what I'm trying to say, and some awareness comes through, and things seem to turn around for me and get a little bit better, because the people that I'm dealing with are becoming more compassionate. So that's a good thing too, and I like to see that. I can't get out from under this cloud, though, this loss and sadness. Very deep sobbing. And did somebody pass with you?
Oh, I'm praying not.
Did they talk to you? Or?
One of my sons just called, and it's pretty bad what he's telling me. And he's thinking of giving up hope. He's in the system. He's in the legal system.
Right. So he didn't, there was no actual loss yet, or?
God, I pray not on my sons. They're in a real, individually, they're in real bad situations with the legal system.
Okay, I remember somewhat of one that I was following. He was going through the court hearing, and then he was...
Yeah, and I'm waiting to hear from him. He's,
okay.
But the other one... He just called me yesterday, and he was in pretty bad shape emotionally. He's in the legal system now.
Yeah, this is the other son that was already in.
No, this is the other son that just went in. He just went in.
Okay, the one that just went in has contacted you?
But he just went in. The other one that you and I were talking about before, I haven't heard from him yet. He's in a transitionary phase with the legal system, and so he's not allowed to have contact with anyone as of yet.
Okay.
Kind of
what
like,
did I say in my last reading, that this was going to happen when they start moving him?
Very uplifting, a blessing in disguise.
When when he starts to be moved from one spot to another, and that's what's happening now with him.
Okay.
Okay, he's fine.
Okay.
Just fall back on your last reading. When they start to move him, is the beginning of his rebirth. And he's fine. He's doing okay. You just can't communicate with him. Now, with the other one, you got your hands full.
Yeah.
And it runs in the family.
Yeah.
And we discussed this, I believe, before, and I believe the problems are very similar with the brothers.
Yep.
The medical and physical and emotional. They share the same problems. And now I guess it's his turn to flare up, and that's what's happening with him, because I'm getting it's his system and his what he's going through, but he's not handling it as well as everyone else is, and he's having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
And he's venting on you, and you know, you're confirming that, and it's going to continue. Christine, I found in my own life and in doing this for as long as I have that this never ends. This never ends. Do we ever stop being a mother or a father?
No.
I don't think we do. And
do you think I'm going to lose him?
I know the talk and the threat was there. I can feel that. He actually come right out and said he was thinking about it or feeling it, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like I'm being threatened. I feel like I heard it, and I feel like I'm dealing with it.
I took a tough love stand with him because I'm very angry with him. He's brilliant. He's more brilliant than anyone in the family.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
That could be part of the problem. With geniuses go other things.
Do you think he'll cross over soon?
No. I am hearing is wanting to, talking about it, thinking about it, threatening, but I'm not actually getting
I was very tough on him, tough love. I told him to snap out of it and make the best of it. He's telling me that they're going to look at putting him away for a very long time. And I just don't have any compassion at this point because...
Yeah. Well, you're drained and you're numb.
And we helped him so much.
Yeah, I know. I do know there comes a time where you got to go on a journey on your own. And he's on his journey, you're on your journey. And you did the right thing. You affirmed.
I mean, I love him, and I told him that, but I'm not going to go into that pain avenue.
That's all. And you leave the line of communication open. I'm here if you need me.
Yep.
And that's all you can do. I'm praying for you. But I feel like you'll be dealing with it with this here probably off and on right up as you go into February. So prepare yourself to stay firm and to deal with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I mean, what else can you do? I mean, you can pray, you can write, he can call, try to be prepared emotionally, because they use this to play on you and manipulate you and control you. Not just your son, but most people in his situation.
Is this what you were getting as far as a loss, the sobbing and...
I'm getting your soul aching and your heart aching because of the pain for your children.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that can make that better. This is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to feel the pain your children feel. And all you can do is control the way you perceive it.
Yeah.
And... if you let it destroy you or wear you down, then that's what's going to happen.
No, I'm not.
Okay. If you announce that you're strong and you're moving forward, you let them know, hey, I'm here. I'm here for you. That's all that needs to be said. They have to do the rest on their own.
Yeah.
You know? and you have to focus on you, protecting yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they're already on these journeys. Nothing is going to undo it and make it better. It's the way you look at this now is what's going to be important.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to be strong.
Okay.
And take care of yourself, because if something was to happen to you, then you wouldn't be there even to write a letter to them.
Yeah. No, I'm working on protecting myself. You're right. I mean, at times it's very hard.
And I know it's very hard. It's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And just know you're not alone. And I believe you're the one with the group with families for incarcerated individuals. So
yeah.
Throw yourself into that. You can do a lot of good with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm starting another group, too. It's more of a national organization. It's the Toastmasters. And when you first started talking, I'm wondering which of these groups is going to take off for me.
Okay. Maybe we'll talk more about that through an email. Maybe I can do something to get the Addy out there, because it's a good cause. And you can throw yourself into this, and you can do a lot of good for your sons.
Yeah,
at the same time, and you can help a lot of other people.
I'm going to follow up on the email. I was bad last time in doing that. It's been, I think you understand.
I do. I felt it from the email. I read you from your email to myself. And I knew you were going to call, and I knew it was going to be heavy and exactly what it was. But I'll let you go for now, and stay in touch.
I am.
We'll talk more about this, and join my domain, and so you get my email, so you're already in there.
Yeah.
And
you don't see my sons crossing over now, though.
No, I don't. I don't give absolutes or definites and stick my neck out there, but I'm not feeling a physical passing.
Okay.
I'm getting the thoughts and threats and wanting to, and all the drama that goes with it, and the tears and the sobbing, and you've been there and done that, and you dealt with it before, and this is just a rehashing of the old manipulating and controlling.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
my sweetheart and I are having a hard time. Do you see us making it?
I do. A lot of it's over money.
Yeah.
And the drain, and with you being preoccupied.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important that you focus on yourself. Very important. I can't say this enough. You need to focus on yourself. You need to have fun. You need to laugh. You need to enjoy life. Take a walk. Watch a movie. Do something with your mate. And I think you'll see that improve, too.
Oh, dear Michael, thank you. You've given me some relief. I'm gonna follow up on my email. There were some other things you and I were going to talk about. And
okay.
I mean, this is part of taking care of myself, following through on what I've promised.
Okay.
I usually do. I'm so sorry that I haven't.
Don't worry about it. I've been very busy, too. And
God bless you for being there for all of us.
Thank you. And I want to do more of this as I go in life and down my journey, and I want to get involved and be an activist and support different groups. And
I'll definitely follow up on the email on this.
Okay.
And I had an idea for you. I know of a renowned psychic line. It's a renowned psychic line. I'll write you more about that and see if you're interested.
Okay. For now, I'll blessings to you, and I'll talk to you soon, Christine.
Blessings to you and your family. And
okay, good luck with everything, and take care of yourself.
Happy New Year.
Blessings. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wonderful lady, and she's got a good heart, and starting a group for families of incarcerated individuals is very much needed. I wouldn't be afraid to endorse that. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Tammy.
Tammy, how you doing, Tammy? Where you calling
from? I'm okay.
Where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. You a regular listener?
Actually just started. Caught the very tail end of your show on Pal Talk a couple of nights ago.
Oh, good. Well, the other night, you must have been in there then. How was it? I like the Pal Talk rooms. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I did. That's why I'm here.
Tell your friends about us. And,
I will.
While I have you online here, the new people are just joining in on the show, I would like to talk about one more time BBS Radio coming into Pal Talk as a green room, permanently listed, broadcasting all their fantastic programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in the early stages of this, I will be doing my shows in there and working with BBS Radio to get this set up and running and getting the most out of it. I just like everybody to know. One way of staying on top of that is join my group so you get the emails announcing the updates and what's going on, and get on my friends list, Pal Talk friends list, as Michael_Goger. And I'll accept it. Just send me an invite or add me or PM me, and we'll accept it, and you'll be in contact with me. Okay, Tammy, let's jump into your reading.
Okay.
Let's see. You do have a major change coming upon you as you do go into the end of February. I got a feeling it's connected to, I want to say relationships or family or my heart.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I feel there's a major change coming to you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be connected to family and relationship and emotions and things in my life that I'm happy with. I feel like I'm going to start changing things, and they will be changing for me. I feel almost like a dissatisfaction for something. I don't know if this is with friends or a relationship or a job, but I keep feeling like I want to be somewhere else, or be with somebody different, or do something different. It's almost like an overshadowing of me, a constant thought in my mind. Almost like maybe the grass is greener on the other side of the hill type feeling. And
yeah.
I'm being pulled to the other side of the hill. I don't really know what's over there, but I think it's better, and I want it, or I want to see it, or I want what I have to change. And I'm being told that the things that can bring that about or help that happen are basically right around me now or under my nose. I'm just missing out on it. I'm looking, I'm searching, and it's right there in front of me, and I'm not seeing it. So kind of concentrate on pulling those feelings back a little and taking a deep breath and really looking around your life at your friends and your family and your home and maybe put down on paper. Put down on paper and focus on just what it is you do want and how you can go about making that happen. And I feel that the answers would come to you a little easier that way than just the wild thoughts on it or the wild feelings on it. It's a feeling like I want to pull everything in and just focus on what I want and the direction to it would help me with this feeling. And it would help me move on into what I want to accomplish. I just keep hearing under my nose and right in front of me. So this could be a person, an offer, or a friend that can connect me to the direction I want to go in. So kind of, instead of looking at the whole planet, kind of like look around your own little world until you get oriented and situated. And you know what situation, what direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Pull back a little. Don't you're spreading your vision too wide. I feel like for some reason I feel like somebody left and may come back. This could be a male or a man. A man or a male or it's a male energy.
I have two of those issues going on right now.
I feel like it's going to continue right up and through between now and throughout February. I feel you're going to be dealing with this type of a situation. Very strong feeling that one of them will come back into your life. I don't know if that makes sense or if you want that or you're hoping it's going in that direction.
One is a romantic situation. The other is a family situation. Both male.
Interesting. Interesting. The family situation, I'm feeling that happening automatically. I feel like there's a good chance the people involved are going to be reunited. I don't know if there was a dispute or a problem in the family.
No. Actually, my son's coming home from Afghanistan the end of February.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. What a relief I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yes, it's overwhelming relief. It's just like a water balloon burst, and I'm just like, this is... and it's going to be a... I'm getting the release from what it was like. I got to work through that. Hang on. It's coming home to a fresh start. It's a blessing. Blessings, I'm hearing. It's going to be... Is he home for good?
Probably not.
Okay.
But at least he will be out of there.
Right. Cool. And that's how I'm feeling, too. Home for good, but not home for good. He's going to go in a... It's a fresh direction. It's a different direction. He's still going to be involved, but it'll be doing something else someplace, somewhere else. So.
That's what he's planning, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling and hearing. That's why I feel like he's in limbo. He's there, but he's not there, and that explains that, and that's... And it's going to be good for him. He's being followed by blessings, I'm hearing, tell you. And the change is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be good for everybody involved, a lot of excitement. It's going to be good for him. He's got a good life ahead of him. A lot of different bonds and friendships, developing relationships, coming out of extreme circumstances, which would be what he just went through. He may have some difficulties readjusting for some reason. I don't know if this is financial or emotional, but he may
probably have... emotional.
Yeah, I'm feeling it's some difficulties with adjusting. Almost like he wanted to stay there, or he had to decide, or he's struggling with something, or maybe leaving that behind as he moves forward. There may be some issues there with him having getting adjusted, but he's going to work through it, and through friends and connections he'll be okay. But there will be some issues with his adjusting to the changes in his life, almost like missing something or homesick. And I don't know if it's homesick for you people or homesick for what he was doing, and he's not happy with what he's doing now, but he will. He it's just a matter of getting adjusted with him. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to have to finish up real quick here. With the man thing, I feel as though there's a good chance that a relationship issue will come back in with you. Okay? And you may find towards the end of February that the other person you were talking about or thinking about starts to come around or come back in contact with you. Okay, so be open to that. You may be dealing with that as you go into the end of February.
Okay.
And I'm out of time, so I'm going to say goodbye. I didn't mean to run over, and there's going to be a lot of more shows every Sunday, 2 hours, and plenty of chat shows. So stay in touch, and thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.